Item 4, from the Sustainability Director, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to apply for and accept a Wisconsin State Energy Office Planning and Implementing Clean Energy Investments in Wisconsin Communities Grant for fiscal year 2014. This item was also considered by the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit. At its December 4th meeting, that committee approved and recommended this item for adoption on a vote of 6-0, with a follow-up report due in March 2014 regarding strategic planning and identifying goals for the grant funds.
Thank you. Our sustainability director, Mr. Gordy Bennett, is with us today. Mr. Bennett.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, supervisors. Yes, as was mentioned, this item was voted on at the TPWT committee meeting last week, and I agreed, of course, to provide the board with an update on the specific initiative that I nominate for this grant. The grant itself is a great opportunity, I believe, for the county. It can fund projects or plans that help to expand our clean energy, our use of clean energy in our in the county's operations. And as is listed here in the report, clean energy can be defined as energy saved or created through renewable energy production or renewable resources, or through energy efficiency projects and products. So I was asked, you know, what did I envision? What would I be? What project or program would I be nominating for the grant for the state to consider funding? And at this point, I'm still working through that. But just to give you a little background, there are two tracks to the grant. There's a planning track, which could be used to establish a strategy for reducing energy use in county facilities. I'm very interested in that track, of course. And there's a second track that is more project-based, which, again, would be used to support energy efficiency or renewable energy projects. I noted recently in rereading the RFP that the grant is heavily does favor projects that can yield documentable or quantifiable energy use reduction. So I'm considering various options. A plan, an energy reduction plan itself may not result in immediate energy use reduction, as ironic as that may sound. So I'm kind of at a quandary here. I'm really trying to weigh options, and the grant is due this week. So to be honest with you, I don't know at this point which project or plan I would nominate, but I'm weighing the options and hoping to come to a decision soon.
Supervisor Rainey?
Mr. Bennett, can you share with us some of those options? What are a few of those options you're currently considering?
Sure. In some cases, I can't discuss specifics because I really need to communicate with the departments that would be affected by the projects. But there are some options for expanding our solar power production and perhaps I guess you could say augmenting our use of non-renewable resources with solar power. So that's an option that I'm looking into. And, of course, the energy use reduction idea that I brought up with the TPWT committee is still on the table. I think that a plan is on order for, you know, how does the countywide, how do we reduce our energy use? I think that's that would be a very important initiative. It would be something that, quite frankly, I would pursue regardless of whether the county received this grant. And I have some other ideas. I pursued some other ideas in the past couple of days. Looking at solar, that's a strong possibility, and, of course, the energy use reduction plan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other questions by committee members? Pleasure of the committee. Supervisor Sanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It says $5,000 to $20,000 for up to 10 clean energy projects. So can you clarify that?
Sure, that's statewide. So I believe that the State Energy Office has made available about approximately $100,000 for up to 10 projects or plans, for that matter, that would occur across the state.
Okay, so solar energy project, you only need $20,000 for that, or are you going to supplement that with some other income?
Well, Mr. Chair, Supervisors, my intent would be to not increase the operating expenses of the county and of course, the Sustainability Office. So what I would recommend or what I would plan to do, if I, with your approval, would be to, you know, submit my own time and already portions of my budget related to supplies and offer that as an in-kind match or a cost match as part of the county's application for the grant.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Haast and Supervisor Borkowski.
I'll pass. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I was going to move approval to concur with the action of the Transportation Public Works and Transit Committee, which was to make the motion for approval of this item along with the report back in March from Mr. Bennett's office.
We have been advised by the clerk's office that concurring is no longer a preferred option. So if we would just move approval, I think we could proceed on that basis.
Well, then I'll move approval, but I'm curious
perhaps our clerk could clarify this for us.
Mr. Chair, I understand that our ordinances allow committees to make motions consistent with the Transportation Committee, but not to concur. So we can approve and recommend for adoption, reject, and do various other things, but not concur.
I know we've been doing this for years, but
well,
we're
Mr.
going
Chairman,
to have to change our
I have
procedure.
No idea what that all meant, but I will move forward.
The motion is to approve. Is there further comment?
Well, is this the appropriate time to understand that, or should I wait till later and talk about it later?
Well, I think we could seek the further definition from the clerk who raised that objection. So, but I mean, you know, really, this isn't going to cause us a great deal of consternation, I don't think.
No, it's not.
So the motion is to approve. If there are no further comments or questions,
Jason,
do we have further?
Were you going to concur?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, I would like to concur with Supervisor Borkowski on his comment.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask the clerk if that's possible.
All right, gentlemen. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Chair, I understand the motion is to approve and request a follow-up report in March of 2014. Okay.
However you slice it.
Okay. Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Seskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to approve and request a follow-up report is approved.
Item number 5, please.